السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Safar 1443. And the time now is 5:03, 3 minutes past five. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the Bee, and the last verse of it, the last verse of the 14th juz, the 14th part of the Noble Quran. So chapter 16 and verse number 128. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, Inna Allah ma'al ladheena attaqaw. Verily Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is with those people who exercise taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness. What does it mean? That Almighty Allah is with those people. Almighty Allah is omnipresent. His mercy, His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. So this verse means the special mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, the special assistance, divine assistance is with such people. Inna Allah ma'al ladheena attaqaw. With those people who exercise and have taqwa. So what is the definition of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness? Al-imtithalu bi-awamirillah wal-wajtinabu al-nawahi. To carry out the commandments of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and simultaneously to abstain from the vices and the sins. So where we are today, remember that people will do good actions, speak good things, but when it comes to abstain and refrain from vices, the majority of us, we are failing. It's a long weekend this week here in South Africa. Where are we? You will see majority of the people are in haram places, are in places that do not befit and behove a Muslim person to be in. So that is why, because the shaitan, Satan, Lucifer, Iblis, they have embellished, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. They have beautified these vices for them and made it so attractive, the people feel it is irresistible, Allah forbid. So taqwa, and taqwa must be in a khalwa and jalwa, in our private life, in our public life. When people are alone, then they're busy on the internet, chatting with the opposite gender, the pornography, all these haram activities, unlawful, illegal activities as far as Islam is concerned. So taqwa is in a khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and public. Taqwa is at all times, all places, in safar and hadar, whether we in our hometown or whether we are traveling, so it is across the board. And when a person has iman, true faith, and taqwa and piety, then that person becomes the awliyaullah. Allah, inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Behold, that verily the special friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, there is no fear for them, there is no sadness and grief for them. But who are they? Alladheena amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. They are those people who possess the true iman, the true faith, and they abstain from the vices and the sins, and simultaneously they are doing the good deeds. Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, alladheena idha ru'u dhukirallah, when you look at them and see them, then you remember Almighty Allah, you think of Almighty Allah. So imagine Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaching us all this. Inna Allaha ma'al ladina attaqaw wal ladina hum muhsinun. And they are those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. Today, because of the great, great propaganda of the West, and you see that they speak of secularism, a godless society they want to advocate, and capitalism, that what will I get if I do that? So meaning, what is my commission? What is my cut? What is my percentage? So in Islam, remember, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. You go the extra mile for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Not that you spend on a person because you need that person there with the ulterior motive or hidden agenda. So وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. That they fulfill the hukukullah, the rights of Almighty Allah, the obligations of Almighty Allah, and the rights of fellow human being, they fulfill their duty with beauty. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. So those are the people Almighty Allah is praising. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We concluded the 14 Jews, the 14th part of the Noble Quran, and chapter 16, inshallah Aziz, on Monday, we will start with chapter 17, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Brother Junaid Khan just informed me, Allah reward him, reward our brother Riaz Hussain, that our Moana Arafat's Mamaji, his mother's brother, passed away this morning, and therefore Moana is not there in the studio. Allah grant the marhum Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, grant all those who passed away with Iman and Islam Jannat al-Firdaus. Whenever we hear somebody has passed away, read Surah 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِمَانِ. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. And read Surah 14, chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So inshallah, we should do that. Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah abundantly. We had a wonderful program yesterday, that when we arrived here in Bloemfontein, so mashallah, next to the new masjid, the Maulana's residence is here, quarters, Maulana Yaqub Desai. And next to him, they have a Mehman Khana, Daru Diyafa, a house for the guests. So we are staying here, Maulana Zahid Khan and myself. And then we translated the khutbah, the sermon from Makkah Mukarramah, then went inside the masjid. MashaAllah, I can accommodate 1,000 people. And then I had to deliver the talk. So I spoke for half an hour, and thereafter 5 minutes for sunnah. And then I had to deliver the khutbah and read and perform the salah. And wonderful atmosphere, big crowd also, mashallah, met a lot of people. And thereafter, we went for lunch to our brother Ayub by his place, and then at night by brother Naeem Patel's place. And Allah Ta'ala reward all these brothers. So today our program will be, inshallah, that we'll be leaving from here around Zohar time, just before Zohar, and we'll be going there to the Glen. Some brothers are there. We'll have lunch there, inshallah, and then the evening program is in Tabanchu today, after in the masjid after Maghrib. And then inshallah, tomorrow we will return from Bloemfontein to back to our homes, inshallahul aziz. Another important aspect that each one of us must know, whenever people do us favors, Allah Jalla Ala reward all of them. So yeah, we have our Hafiz Tahir Mangera, we have our Hafiz Hussein, we have our brother Imtiaz Bata, our brother Yunus Bhatta, rather. So all these people here, Allah Jalla wa Ala reward them and my brother there in Kronstadt. And that is our brother Yunus Motala, Ashraf Motala. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward each one of them for all their favors they've done us. So Jazakallah khair, brother Junaid, I think you can start the questions and we'll carry on inshallah. Salat is 5:30. So we're right attached to the masjid, so we continue till 5:28, 5:29 inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Mufti, is laser hair removal on the face of a lady permissible?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If the lady used the laser removal and removed the hair from her face and so forth, so all that Islamically will be considered as permissible and acceptable. There will be no problem in that, permissible for the female to do so.
Another question coming in. Mufti, who would Islam be better to learn from? Would it be the Sahaba or from a Mufti? I ask this question because there are many hadith from Sahaba that we don't hear.
Remember that this topic is called Ittiba. You need to learn Arabic language to understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. So Almighty Allah uses the word ittiba. Ittiba means, the philology of it is this: when you have a cow and the cow gives birth to a calf, so that calf is called tabi'. So how that calf follows its mother everywhere, so we must follow. Number one, chapter 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, then follow me immaculately. Follow me, the messenger of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhibbukumullah, then remember that you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So that is, remember, chapter 3, verse 31. Thereafter, we must follow the Sahaba, chapter 9, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. The first and the foremost among the muhajirin, the migrants, and the helpers, and those who follow them, بِإِحْسَانٍ. Just now we did the word, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. So we fulfill our duty with duty. So you follow the beloved Sahaba, students, companions of Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with sincerity. And they are our role models. They are the beacons of light. They are the ambassadors. So that is what Quran is commanding us. Then you will receive Jannat al-Firdaus. You go into paradise. So that is number two. Then number three, chapter 31, verse 15. I spoke to you just now about the awliyaullah, the special friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wattabi', see, all three verses got the word ittiba. Follow immaculately. When that Almighty Allah states in the Quran, وَاتَّبِئْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, follow the path of those people who turn towards me. So in Islam, every Muslim, Muslimah, male, female, must know the following sequence. First, we follow Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكْ, Almighty Allah says they follow the path of Almighty Allah. So that is the first. Then second, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Thereafter, the beloved Sahaba, the companions, and thereafter, you must remember that the awliyaullah, the pious people, the imams, and so forth and so on. So that's exactly what we do. That when you pose us a question, we will try and cite the verse of the Quran Sharif, or we will go to the ahadith mubarakah, the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to corroborate and substantiate that. Sometimes we will use the verdict of the Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we will give you the awliyaullah, the pious people, and the four schools of thought. So that is how the hierarchy and the law works in Islam.
Hello, my name is Moses. Everybody thinks that their religion is right. I am most certain that there are flaws in every religion. Tell me about the flaws in Islam, because there are so many different groups in your religion too.
Thank you, Moses. Very, very pertinent question. It's correct what you are saying of all the religions besides Islam. All the religions today, remember that they have been interpolated, additions, omissions have taken place. Go to any Jewish rabbi and ask him that read for me the Torah in the original language by memory. And which Torah are you following? Show me one copy of the Torah that you must remember that was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. They can't do that, not one in the whole world. You go to apartheid Israel also, they can't do that. You go to a Christian, go to the Vatican, go to Rome, go to any part of the world, South Africa, Africa, America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and ask the pastor, the priest, the pope, that read for me by heart, that the Bible, a gospel, and so forth. None of them can do that, which was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. They will show you the Bible according to Matthew, according to Luke, according to John, all that. None of them met Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and therefore they have so many different versions that even the virgins are confused. You see, Islam, my brother, has no defect, no flaw. Why? It comes directly from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Quran Sharif is the direct speech, the noble Quran is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And chapter 15, verse number 9, Almighty Allah states, Inna nahnu surely we reveal this reminder, and surely we protect and preserve it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. When it comes to the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brother Moses, chapter 53, verses 3 and 4, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ, that he, the master Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not speak of his desires. It is but revelation that was sent to him. So therefore, there is no defect, there is no flaw. Revelation is supra-logical. It comes directly from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your last point is valid. Then why are there so many groupings in the Muslims and so forth? People look for loopholes. I give you one easy example. You got the Qadianis, you got the Ahmadis and so forth. They have Muslim names, but remember, they're out of the fold of Islam. So that is what's happening. People use the name of Islam for their own ulterior motive, hidden agenda. They say, after Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, who will always be the final and the last messenger, they say that no, the other prophets and messengers can come and so forth. So obviously that is blasphemous, but when you meet them, they will tell you they are Muslim. They will tell you they are free. Their motto is what? They love for all and hatred for none, and they're very active in Europe and so forth. I met some of them. I studied their literature. So therefore, my brother, that we have to study the true Islam, not what people just claiming and so forth for their own hidden agenda, ulterior motive. And you will find, my brother Moses, the politics are involved. Certain countries, certain media, they promote these people to distort the true image of Islam. So that is the enemies of true Muslims and the true Islam, because of their hidden agenda and ulterior motive.
Okay, some people are very dumb. We call other people donkeys. We intelligent people cannot differentiate between a donkey and a human. Okay, my point is, why do we call other names which are not donkeys? Excuse the pun.
Remember that what the brother is trying to say is this, that why do we call other people derogatory names, but when we ourselves behave in the same manner? And that is exactly what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. I give you two examples. In chapter 7, verse 179, all Matya Allah Jalla Wala states, Ulaika kal an'am balhum adal. That these people, they are like animals. Not like animals, but they worse than animals. Now, if you look, I was there in Kruenstadt. We visited the tigers, the white tigers. We visited the lions and so many things we saw there. And you know, that's a wonderful place to see. You won't find, even in the animal kingdom, that they go to the same gender. But this human being today, who has become the slave of his worm's fancies and desires, and he's gone to the lowest of low, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. He's gone worse than an animal. So today's human being, Adam, wants to become Eve. Eve wants to become Steve. And they're not satisfied with that. Then Adam wants to sleep with Eve. Then Adam wants to sleep with Steve. So remember, when human being has relegated themselves to such low levels, despicable levels, then they are worse than animals, as enshrined in the noble Quran. So you should remember that reference, chapter 7 and verse 179. You spoke about donkeys. So you know that when people are belonging to a religion and they are supposed to be the leaders. So in chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, that is Friday, the surah chapter dedicated to the blessed day, honorable day of Friday, verse number 5. Chapter 62, verse number 5. So Almighty Allah gave the Jews and their rabbis and their spiritual doctors the Torah, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا, but then they don't practice on it. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَ. Then their example is like donkeys. This is the donkey carrying books. So that priest, that rabbi, that molana, that imam, that sheikh, that mufti, whoever it is, even in Islam, if he has the knowledge, but he does not practice on it, rather he subverts it, rather deliberately for some perks or politicians or government, that they go and they dilute and pollute the message, then remember, they are just like donkeys. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 62, verse number 5. So that is the message of the noble Quran, to give all of us a very, very stern warning.
Mufti, how do I make up for lost time from my previous job? I've wasted lots of valuable time and now I have regrets. Mufti, can I volunteer my free time to my previous employment so that I will not be answerable on the day of Qiyamah?
What you must do is that you go to the previous boss and tell him that, you know, you used to pay me full wages, everything, gave me full perks, bonus, a leave, whatever, but I was wasting a lot of time and so forth. So I have come to ask you for forgiveness. If he forgives you, then fine. If he says no, you can still compensate for it. You come during the weekends or weekdays and you work here on a voluntary basis. There will be no wages for you, no pay to compensate for all the time you were killing here. So if he wants that, then try and negotiate with him something that's a win-win situation, amicably, and in that way there you can reach that. But first go for the other option, and that is go ask him for forgiveness and tell him that so that you know you're not responsible for all that in the year after. And if you can't reach that, then you just do some voluntary servers, but speak to him first and then reach an amicable agreement.
How's it, AK? I'm just querying about how much you charge for subscription per month for Mirka Sahaba Decoder. I am Stephen from Jeffreys Bay.
My brother Stephen, very, very good. You are in Jeffreys Bay next to PE, very, very beautiful. We visited that part of the world, and Eckers and Freestadt. I am here in Free State in Bloemfontein speaking to you. On Marcus Sahaba, there is no subscription, nothing like that, you must remember. So what you must do is you send me a message, 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. before, and I will send you PDF the radio, and that is Garden Radio. You just press your finger there, and then you can listen to us free of charge. So therefore, our service is nothing to do with money. It is free for humanity, all cities, all countries, all continents. So remember, anybody wants the radio PDF, just send me a message and just say radio PDF, and we'll send it to you, inshallahul aziz. So now I think it's time up. I have to leave you. We can take one more question, inshallah, my brother Junaid, and jazakallah khair to you. Jee.
Sir, please answer my question. I shoot and sell live birds for a living. I charge per gram of live weight. I'm known as the birdman in my community. We have a registered food kitchen where we sell freshly cooked bird soup. Sir, can we consider our store as halal?
You must remember, brother, you are not a Muslim, right? So that is why I can make up from your question. Second one is this, any person who's not a Muslim and he's selling, whether it is rice or whether it is a bird or whether it is chicken or what have you, and he or she wants to put a halal sign, we are definitely against that. Because we can't accept that, because the person who slaughters the bird or shoots the bird or slaughters the chicken or the animal or whatever must be a Muslim and then has to recite certain words and so forth and so on. So that would be one form of deception. You must remember that. So therefore, Islamically and ethically, we will say it's unacceptable for you that you put a halal sign and a halal board there. So thank you, my brothers, sisters. Inshallah, tomorrow, Sunday, between 2 and 4, we will have another session of Q&A with Maulana Khalid Yaqub and myself. That will be Sunday between 2 and 4, inshallah al-Aziz. Today our program is there in Tabanchu. Make dua for us and the Ummah. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khair, brother Riyaz Hussein and our brother Junaid Khan. Allah ta'ala grant Maulana Arafat's uncle Jannatul Firdaus. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.